Going to be a heck of a showdown. The USA-Japan game that is setting up for the World Baseball Classic coming up tonight at 7 p.m. WJR Senior Sports Analyst Steve Courtney joining us live with that story. It's Mr. Ohtani in the lineup.
Oh, yeah. He's healthy. It's going to be riveting there, guy. No doubt about it. For many reasons, which we'll get to in a second. Let me just say this. Our conversation brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Tourney time is here, you know. Performance Remodeling is in the game with their $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com. Take your shot today for a chance to win Performance Remodeling's $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. And indeed, guy, in between March Madness and NFL free agency, the World Baseball Classic has been going on, and tonight it pays off in the championship game down there in beautiful Miami, Lone Depot Park, to be more exact. You've got the United States, the defending champs, and you've got Japan looking to win its third WBC title after eliminating Mexico in a dramatic semifinal. As a matter of fact, let's stop there, set the plate. Munetaka Murakami, a Japanese Triple Crown winner who at 23 already considered among the best hitters in the world. It was the eighth inning last night, two runners occupied first and second base with nobody out, and Japan trailed Mexico by a run in the WBC. Murakami got what he was looking for, a 94-mile-per-hour down-the-middle fastball from Team Mexico closer Giovanni Gallegos and sent the offering 400 feet to straightaway center field. Yeah, it was a walk-off win for Japan. Now on a collision course with the United States. And this is going to be dandy watching tonight. First pitch, by the way, at 7 o'clock. The United States offensively, guy, absolutely loaded. You've got Trey Turner, Mookie Betts, Mike Trout in the numbers 9, 1, and 2 spots. How about Trey Turner? Already a hero for the United States in the WBC. He has homered, as a matter of fact, three times in his last two games. But the matchup, obviously, everybody is looking for. Mike Trout going against his Angels teammate, yeah, Shohei Ohtani. And it's going to happen, you would think, anyway. Probable starters, I'll let you know. Team USA is going to start Merrill Kelly. He belongs to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Japan, meanwhile, will send out Shota Imanaga. In case you're wondering what his background is, he plays for Yokohama Dene Bay Stars of the Nippon Professional Baseball League there in Japan. Interesting, they are going with Imanaga over Shohei Ohtani and the crafty seasoned veteran Yu Darvish. So sit back and let the games begin.
Yeah, that'll be a fun showdown and a nice matchup. Except sad news to report from the NBA, Willis Reed, who was such a dominating
just a beast
force. Oh, my Lord. He was LeBron before anybody knew what that was in terms of just brutalizing people in the paint, but dies at the age of 80.
Yeah, a very nice run for one of the NBA's all-time greats. And truth be told, his amazing career, perhaps a bit before my time. Obviously, you've seen a lot on film and whatnot. And didn't he play
really?
In a broken leg?
Really? You're gonna give me that?
Yes, I am.
Because I remember it vividly.
In the later parts of his career, what was I, like 12, okay. 13, so, somewhere around there? Maybe younger? But I do remember the ferocious way he played the game. And, you know, you didn't want to be just hanging around him.
He was
poetry in motion for a big fella.
That was like an M1 tank, shoulders like that as well. And I guess his elbows were pretty good, too. Yeah, we're losing a lot of the greats that way. But
no doubt about it.
R.I.P. Willis Reed. Steve, thanks so much. That game's 7 o'clock tonight. Who's got it?
That's on FS1, my friend.
All right. We will we'll be watching for that showdown. Thanks so much.
You better believe
it. Talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
Enjoy the day.
It is now official. The Michigan Senate just took the final vote on the bill to repeal right to work. They now formally send that to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. What will befall the Michigan economy as a result of that? It won't make us better. That is for sure. Prevailing wage will not get more people hired. It will just make your public works projects more expensive. We'll sort through that and much more tomorrow when we see you at 3. Take care.